And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say. I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you in to positive vibrations on a regular basis. Also, this Positive Head podcast is definitely a labor of love for Dalian and I, but make no mistake, it takes a lot of time, energy, and resources to produce 5 episodes each and every week for you, our listeners. So if you enjoy the Positive Head podcast, it would be stellar and much appreciated if you showed us your support at positivehead.com by picking up one of our unique Positive Head bracelets. Of course, you would most certainly be helping yourself in the process because it functions as much more than just another stylish accessory. And if you haven't ever seen one, they're really cool, simple little bracelets with our Flower of Life sacred geometry inspired logo. They're actually made out of recycled tires and metal, so our intention is, of course, to do something positive by giving new life to previously discarded goods. And as far as their functionality goes, they act as a daily reminder to help you focus on the positive aspects of your daily life. The concept was actually inspired by studies that you can read about on our website. But besides that, many people believe just wearing something with sacred geometry is empowering in and of itself, which you can also read about on our site. And of course, as the Buddha once famously said, what you think, you become. So we believe having something on your wrist that reminds you to keep a positive head, the same way a Fitbit reminds you to keep active, makes a whole lot of sense. Of course, we charge way less than Fitbit for helping you to manage your mental health because we let you name your price for your positive head bracelet. The reason we do that is because our heartfelt intention is to spread the positivity at all costs, first and foremost. That is our primary aim. And we don't ever want money to stand in the way of somebody wearing one. So if money is super tight and you want to pay as low as our cost to get one, no problem. On the flip side, if you love our podcast and just hit the lotto and want to show us your support by paying $1 million for one, well, that won't hurt our feelings much either, I assure you. Lastly, we also recently added a unique new line of t-shirts that have what we call chemistry quotes written out on them that help to spread the positivity as well. So head over to positivehead.com, check out all our wares, pick something up to show us your support if you feel inclined to do so. All right, we are back for another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. Hello, Dalian.
Hi, we're back, or we never left.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Oh,
another day in eternity, SU.
Another day floating in eternity. What else to do other than this podcast? I don't really know.
Wax philosophical.
Exactly.
Wax philosophical or extremely silly.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
This seems to make the most sense to me at this point in eternity, so I'm going to go with it.
Sounds good.
We got some new reviews that I'm awfully thankful for, grateful, appreciative. Let's see here if I can pull them up. Short but sweet reviews. Inspiring and fun by Jess 000000. I enjoy listening. Quite uplifting and thought-provoking. The hosts are very friendly and down-to-earth sounding. Well... I try to be down to earth as much as possible. Thank you, Jess, for taking the time to write in. And for those of you who haven't given us a review on iTunes yet, I always beg and plead to do so because
he's not above begging and pleading, folks. Please humor him.
Yeah, it's it really helps us to kind of go up in the rankings on iTunes and get exposed to new people. So essentially, you're helping to spread the positivity when you do it, and it certainly makes me and Dalian very excited too. This is a labor of love, as we always say, and hearing that feedback is just super, super inspiring. Another one we got was Love It by H. Greya. My soul feels refreshed every day when I hear them. So thank you so much for completing the circle and sending the love back our direction. Means the world to us. So
absolutely. Yeah. Even if it's those super short and sweet reviews, though, I mean, you know, if all you say is inspiring, love it, keep up the great work, that's awesome. Makes my day, even if you take, you know, even if you write five words.
Yeah. And
so thank you.
You know, we've received a contact through the website as well from Mike. Mike said, "Hi, I'm very new to the podcast, but I feel like it was destiny for me to get referred to you guys. Well, I have bad anxiety and I get a lot of panic attacks. I listened to your fear episode and it helped me relax my mind. I was wondering if you could make more episodes like that, if it's possible, of course. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Much love from another spirit on this crazy spaceship." Very cool. Those sorts of things, of course, when we're helping someone who's going through panic attacks or anxiety or fear, right? False emotions appearing real. You know, once again, it just means the world to be able to have a positive effect on your life. It's the whole point behind us doing this. And I think what's happening with Mike, the reason it's helping you, Mike, is because you're realizing it's all just perspective. It's all just a choice. It's all in the mind. It's all in the head. And if you start changing what you're focusing on, you're going to change the way you're feeling. The anxiety is going to go away. The panic attacks are going to go away. And when you start to realize that, yeah, you're on a crazy spaceship floating in eternity. There is no time. It's an illusion. We've proven that, essentially. Science has basically proven that. So you are in eternity, floating on a spaceship. Change is guaranteed. You've always been okay in every single now that's ever presented itself. All of your anxiety comes from focusing on the past or the future. If you look at yourself, look at it honestly and analyze what's been going on with you. I can say that because I know it's just the only way it works. It's the only way it can happen. When you're stressed or anxious about what's to come or what you've lost or any of those made up ideas of problems, because there's really never a problem in the now, at least not something that's not dealable with. And so, Mike, just keep up the great work, man. You're doing the right thing by tuning into stuff like this podcast, by understanding that it's all about your vibration. It's equivalent to, you know, you could watch horror movies all day and it's like eating one vibration. You could listen to things like this podcast all day. It's a totally different vibration. You can equate it to eating McDonald's 7 days a week or broccoli. It's different vibration. So you're doing the right thing right now just by interacting with us, by listening to this podcast. I encourage there's so many good outlets of information out there for you to tune yourself into and just keep that up. The fact that you're turning the corner that you're turning is, you know, I would say the worst is behind you, because once you know as much as you know after, you know, the things we're talking about on this show, once you've got that much down, it's kind of like the cat is out of the bag. You can't stuff. How does the analogy go, Dan?
You can't put the stuff that cat back into the bag. Oh,
there's another one. Hold on. There's another one that's even better. Well, you guys know what I mean. Maybe someone can write in and tell me what it is that I'm trying to say. But Mike, you get the idea. And I would say congratulations, buddy, because this is, it's huge. It's huge to make it through and to be, you know, even peeking out the other side of the problems that you've been dealing with. And it's a big, big hurdle in many, many souls' paths and journeys, and you've turned a corner. So it's all good from here. It's only going to get easier and better. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. And remember what Brandon said yesterday, which I highlighted as well after he said it, because I thought it was so great. Be gentle with yourself. Forgive yourself plenty. Love yourself lots.
Yeah.
Give yourself a lot of room to grow and learn, man. Don't beat yourself up. please don't beat yourself up, because that doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah.
All it does, it keeps you stuck in something that we might get a little bit into in our clip, actually, I believe, but resistance, you want to try and diffuse resistance anytime you find it.
Yeah, just let go. Like, think about it. If you just surrender to what is, just put down the armor, put down the sword, put down the fight, put down the needs, put down all those things, and all of a sudden you will find yourself floating in a stream that is going to deliver you exactly where you need to go. You don't need to try and figure it all out. You don't need to have all the answers. You need to stop resisting. And that's really, so many people feel they need to go and get somewhere. I know myself included. I'm such a doer. And I just have to remind myself, just stop, let it flow naturally. And you'll notice things that really are meant to be really can flow supernaturally. When you go, you're going to go for a job, and the very first one you get hired and it seems perfect, or you're looking for a new place to live. First place you go, bam, it's perfect. I got it. It just seems really natural. And when you allow things to just flow and not be too attached to results, it changes everything.
The way you said that, it was kind of funny. When you're relaxed and in the flow, things flow supernaturally. The way you said it, maybe things flow supernaturally. Well, sometimes
supernaturally,
they do.
Yeah. That's
no, but
true.
Yeah, another thing that I thought, and I think you get this too, but by all means, put down the sword and shield. But if you are going to wield a sword and shield, which you can be a spiritual warrior, but you can be a light warrior.
Yeah.
So you can wield sword and shield, but you're not going to be dark and grim about it. You're not going to be angry. You can be a light warrior who fights with sword and shield, but with light, love, and
you think
and
about all, you know. Once again, he talked about fear. It's forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. So just face it and relax into it. Quit taking yourself so damn seriously, all of us, because we all tend to put so much weight on everything that's happening or needs to happen or should happen or where I should be, and it's all just. It's really a joke, and it's a cosmic joke, and it's a very good one, actually, because when you can like laugh at yourself and laugh at all of that, made up BS, it's turning a huge, huge corner. And this kind of leads right into the daily positive pondering breakdown that I would like to share with you guys. And it's a very simple quote, and I'm not sure who said it originally, but we've all heard it or something similar, and it is, focus on where you're going, not on where you've been. And this, of course, comes back to, stuff that we circle around and touch on all the time, because, well, it's necessary to continue to focus and circle these topics to really ingrain them in your brain and in your being. Focusing on the now, anxiety comes from the past. Anxiety comes from being lost in the future. That's all projections in your head. The past is never like you remember it. You're usually romanticizing it. The future is never going to show up like you really envisioned it. Has it ever? No, it's always different. There's always a fork in the road, a kink that you didn't think of, something different. So just let all that stuff go. Quit making up over romanticized pasts and glamorizing or stressing about some future that's never going to come like you imagine anyway. And just move into the moment, move into the now. You can focus on where you're going, but not being attached to it. And that's a really fine, detailed difference. So it's okay to have ideas and goals about where you want to go, but really be more attached to how you want to feel in the having of these ideas and goals, not the goal itself. How do you want to feel? What does it want? What's the underlying thing you're seeking in that goal? Not necessarily the details, dirty details of that goal. And that's a very key point that a lot of people get tripped up on. The partner's got to show up with, he's got to be 6 foot, 1.5, blonde hair, blue eyes, wear this exact style clothing, talk with this accent. I mean, it just gets ridiculous. And really, what are you seeking? You're seeking something underlying that. And so really focus on that, the underlying, not the details. He might be 5'4", and that will be okay if the underlying energy is the same in what you seek, right? So You know, I saw Daily, and I saw a really funny meme yesterday, I think it was, and it showed a psychic fair or a spiritual, you know, kind of fair. And it had three booths, and one was past life readings. One was meditate, you know, learn to meditate. And then the other one was get your fortune told. And so you had long ass lines on the past life readings. You had long lines and get your fortune told in the future and meditate, you know, which is essentially living in the now. There was no line.
Right.
And that just says it all. I mean, we're so, and I'm guilty as anyone. So as always, I'm talking to myself first and foremost here is, you know, relax, look at where you're at right now. Look at how far you've come and just be appreciative of all the experiences, because it's always happening for you, not to you. And that is the key differentiating perspective that will shift your world completely upside down all around. Everywhere you go, you're there waiting for yourself. It's just an extension of self reflecting back something that you need to have reflected back to take you to the next greatest and grandest version of yourself. And it's happening for you, not to you, this life. So what I would like to do, Dalian, at this point is actually move into a clip from old favorite Abraham Hicks, because we hear a lot about, you know, people upset about not having the right partner. A lot of times when you talk about projecting into the future, or what I should have or shouldn't have or want for myself, it a lot of times involves relationships. So I figured this would be a really good one to cover that we haven't talked about too much. Abraham here talks about how to attract the perfect partner. Take a listen.
Just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to interact with you in this intimate setting. Thank you.
Yeah, it's perfect.
A few years ago is when I really connected with myself. I was so happy. Really, I felt like I was on drugs. Everything was just working out
for
me.
You are. You are a chemical factory. And when you tune in, there is the release of drugs in your system. Stimulants.
And during that time, I met the most wonderful woman. And it was natural. The love was just there, and it was effortless, and it was just comfortable, and it just happened. And then I wobbled a lot, to use a word of the day.
Yeah, I got too much detail going on.
Mm-hmm. And
we want to restate that. More detail, not too much, just more. The more detail you introduce to any subject, the more potential for wobble.
Mm.
So you have the ability to stay wobble-free as you introduce the new information, but you kind of got to keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, during that time, my fears. And my...
Well, let us state it differently, or mm-hmm. more accurately.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts, which contain more and more of what I didn't want, caused me to wobble. And I am now referring to that wobble as fear. I didn't have to be so objective. I didn't have to weigh the pros and the cons so much. But no matter, because clarity always comes from it, doesn't it?
Right. Right. And during that time, I lost her. And
during that time, I opened the door for the new relationship that this relationship had afforded me. Because you can't lose anything.
Right.
You never lose. You
right.
never lose. You always gain. Mm-hmm. You're always gaining.
Mm-hmm. So that naturally leads me to my question is,
if that relationship had continued,
mm-hmm.
it is our knowing
mm-hmm.
that the components of it would have caused more attention to more wobble. It was a catalyst to who you really are and what you really want. No regrets,
mm-hmm.
because you didn't leave your trail. Your trail just got clearer.
What I was going to ask you threw me off, and I expected this.
Well, we did it on purpose, because this is what we do.
I'm still going to ask it anyway.
Yeah.
How do I not attract the old relationship? Because I still do want her. How do I attract a new, better, clearer?
Well, you can never attract the old relationship because the components of the old relationship have evolved all the way around. So it will always be a new relationship even if the same two people enter into
right.
it.
Right, right.
So what you're wanting to do, and you are doing it, we could even say have done it, but since you never get it done, we must say are doing it. Mm-hmm. You started this conversation by saying you found yourself. So letting that be the relationship that matters most
right.
for a while. And then, see, it's sort of like where we began today. Here are the factors, and we'll break them down as elementary as we can. In the relationship that you are talking about here, in this coupling relationship, there are these factors. There's you, and there's the other person. But there's you and your relationship with your inner being, and there's the other person and her relationship with her inner being. So it's more than just the two of you, it's the all of you. So these are the factors. If you're in concert with who you are, and she isn't, then it won't be appealing. But you will have more power of influence. So all anyone can do is serve their own alignment with their own source, trusting that law of attraction will bring the equivalent. Now, look at it this way. You'll like this relative to relationships. So let's say that you're wobble-free about the subject and have been for a while. So there's a lot of momentum going. So now law of attraction is bringing you together with others who are also wobble-free. But because there are so many of them, you're wobbling because you're afraid you're going to choose the wrong one when any one of them would have been perfect. But you're worrying that you won't choose the right one. So you wobble, where if you could just not wobble, you could just say, the universe is bringing to me what's a vibrational match to me, then you would eventually, we're not talking about a lot of time, feel the inspiration and you would move along. So now stay with us because this is going to really clear up for you here. So you're wobble free and you've been wobble free. And so lots of wobble free things are coming to you. And now you have the opportunity to become even more specific in what you're asking for. So now the universe more specifically brings you something that matches your wobble-free details. You hear that? Wobble-free, very detailed. Most people, the more detailed they get, the more they wobble. But you've been practicing, because you care about the way you feel, you've been practicing getting more and more and more and more detail, and you're wobble-free. And then the universe yields to you someone else who's right there, because the law of attraction never makes a mistake. The law of attraction doesn't bring to a wobble-free person someone who's wobbling. It never works that way. All right, you're with us so far. Let's say, though, instead, an alternative situation is that you're not wobble-free because you're lonely or because you miss this person or for whatever reason. So you're wobbling, which means you're thinking about what you want and you're thinking about the absence of what you want. You're thinking about what you want and you're thinking about the absence of what you want. So you've got a pretty good wobble going on. The universe is going to bring you someone just like you who has a pretty good wobble going on. Now, at first, you're both going to be sort of distracted from the wobble because something big happened. The void of being lonely got filled with the other person. So for a little while, you won't wobble so much because there's someone that's filling that void. But who you've both practiced yourself to be is still there. And so under those conditions, it's more difficult for you to stay focused upon what you want because the conditions of what you've got are taking a lot. That's why we say it's easier to get rid of doubt before it starts. It's easier to attract a wobble-free relationship before you attract one that wobbles. You follow? Mm-hmm. So it's like saying, all right, my dominant intent is just not to wobble for a while. The relationship that I'm working on is the one between me and me. And I'm just going to get it in such a clear place that then I will trust, I will believe, I will know that law of attraction will bring me one, a person, a partner, who's a vibrational match to the wobble-free being that I have practiced being. Best discussion we've ever had about relationships. And about wobbling, too, because this is the picture that we want you to have. If you're thinking about what you want, you're attracting it. But if you're thinking about the absence of it, you're attracting it. And so that's who you are. And so the universe is delivering to you all kinds of experiences that match the vibration that you've got going on. Esther said the other day, Abraham, you say you want me to live unconditionally. And yet the condition of that tree is a condition. I like that tree. That tree is a condition that I'm appreciating, but it is a condition. And we said, yes, but it is a wobble-free condition. It's a wobble-free condition. Focus upon the things that are wobble-free until you are so wobble-free that the details of your wobble-free desire will be radiating from you with such velocity that your partner cannot not find you. So we know what your question is. Your question is, so can I get there and will she get there and will the universe bring us together? And we say, that's really not any of your business. You think it is, but when you make that your business, you wobble. Don't let that be your business. Let living happily ever after be your business. Finding a perfect partner, let that be your business. Someone who supports you but is autonomous, let that be your business. Someone who is vibrationally in alignment with who she is, whether you are or not, let that be your business. In other words, focus on how you want to feel, not the details of how it's going to come. Mm-hmm. This is a really good time for a segment of lunch.
Yeah, Dalian, I love this perspective from Abraham that I don't think I've really heard used before. But as always, you'll see me grab onto it and probably regurgitate it because I like it so much. Her talking about the wobble. You know, he moved into this state of feeling like he's on drugs. And of course, we are chemical factories. And then what comes in, it's always an ebb and flow. And people get caught up on that. I've got to ride that high. I've got to continue riding that high. And, you know, the truth of the matter is the peaks need the valleys. And so I think, you know, the first thing the guy started off, I felt like I was on drugs. I was in such a solid place. And then the valley came. Like that's a bad thing. And I think, you know, once again, changing your perspective on the need to stay there. You don't need to be there. You can be at peace in the valley too, by remembering that there is such thing as peaks and they're inevitably going to be more of them coming. You only set yourself up for bigger peaks in the future by doing that. So I think that's a key thing that I thought of when I first heard, you know, this talk and this guy's question. And of course, his thoughts caused fear. He started wobbling. He started losing his solid vibrational offering. And as a result, fear came in. Next thing you know, reflections of that come and losing the girl. And, you know, of course, Abraham steps in very quickly and says, you got to remember, you're never losing. You're always gaining. It's always you are always growing and learning from these experiences. So, you know, then where does regret fit into this? It doesn't. There is no room for regret when you really understand what's going on here. And, you know, and of course, you know, you have people a lot of times who get caught up on wanting to be back with a former partner or something like that. And, you know, she talked about you can never attract the old relationship because everything's changed. You've changed. You can never attract the same situation. And of course, making the relationship to self being the one that matters most. I can't stress that one enough. You know, it is not about fulfilling yourself through someone else because you are whole. You are not, there is no better half. You are a whole. And so I stress that so strongly to people. So many people get caught up in finding this, you know, soulmate, better half, and your soul's complete. Now, it doesn't mean you can't come together with someone that you have, you know, an eternal connection with that you're meant to grow and experience with, but it's not a completion thing. It's an experience thing.
I can see how the difference between someone who is thinking, I need to find my other half versus someone who is feeling very good about themselves and saying, I am whole. I'm going to find another whole being
exactly.
To be with.
Exactly. That's
that would
difference.
Be pretty different. Yeah.
Key difference. And if you're not feeling whole, well, then you have work to do. And really bringing someone else into the equation is only going to be interference, in my opinion. So, you know, and of course, The other thing is if you want something, you really focus on what you want, not the absence of what you want. And that's a key differentiation. I think that's why a lot of times people keep it at bay, what they want in regards to relationships or jobs or money or whatever it is, because they're focusing on the absence of it. Focus on the having of it. Feel what it would feel like to be there with it and then let it go. And then realize, okay, that feels great. That's a great exercise. I don't need it, luckily, because I'm completely whole and fulfilled in this moment as is. That would just be a different fulfilled moment. So, you know, it's just all good. It goes from all good to all good to all good. Not, oh, this thing is not in my life. This partner is not in my life. I'm missing it. I need it. I need this past person, or I need this future person that I'm, you know, imagining. That's just, the wrong perspective.
I know one thing that, Abraham usually says in regards to these sort of things, but, concerning what you were saying, if you're getting too specific and it's, well, I guess it happens as you get more and more specific, there's more and more potential for resistance to creep up. So when you find that, you're supposed to kind of put the brakes on and say, okay, hold up, let's just go back and get general again. So just start pulling back and say, okay, all these details and very specific things that I want, let's just like go ahead and sort of keep them in the back burner for now.
Yeah.
They can still be there, but let me just go back to the original sort of source, you know, thing that I was wanting to attract. And then I can go back and start filling in details again later once I've worn down the resistance.
Exactly. And when your details are coming from such a healthy place, not lack, but just like having fun, you know, imagining and co-creating and drumming up the vibration of, then the details of your, you know, wobble-free desire, as she puts it, will radiate with such velocity, it's inevitable that you attract, you know, a reflection of that. It's like this powerful, you know, surge that's going on. Now it's, you're sending out this healthy rocket of desire that doesn't have, you know, vibrations attached to it that are going to, you know, make it wobble and keep it at bay, essentially. So, yeah, well, Galien, this has been real, real fun. And I think we're getting down to it for today. Running out of imaginary time as we float through eternity.
Yeah,
but
we like to keep these in a convenient bite size for you guys.
Yeah, so, yeah. Exactly. We do have some musical tastings to leave you with today. And we're going to do another random rab track. This one is called Planet Life. Hope you enjoy.
Excellent.
And before we check out the musical tastings for today, I would like to add, if you have enjoyed this positive download from our hearts and minds to yours, please take a minute, give us a rating or review on iTunes. Since iTunes is the holy grail of all things podcasting, your good reviews help us to reach more listeners. Also, we would be extremely appreciative if you would tell your friends and family about the show. Our sincere intent with the Positive Head podcast is to spread positivity to the world because, well, because we're selfish, quite honestly. I say that jokingly, but really only halfway joking. I'm referring to the good kind of selfish based on the knowing that we all get what we give in this life, because when we give, we're actually always giving to extensions of self, since we're all really one in the same consciousness, just in different bodies. So if you want to be a good selfish along with us by helping to spread the positivity, by all means, please proceed to shout about the Positive Head podcast from your rooftop. Otherwise, as you continue on your fabulous journey in this 3D reality, be sure to remember this. As long as you ain't dead, you're already positive ahead. Journey well, everyone, and thank you for being.